I've been told that I fall in love with everyone I meet. It sounds silly, right? I mean, come on, it can't be true. But if you knew the kind of person I was, maybe it would make a little bit of sense. My first love was my first boyfriend. It lasted 4 years. And, 3.5, close to four. I always say four. Don't know why. Sounds better, I guess. Maybe I always feel like it should have been four. He left, like, right before. And, after that, it was like a flood of emotions and possibilities. And for me, it's like I was romantically 16, stuck in a 20-year-old body. I had no idea how to go about dating again. And I suppose this audio was supposed to be about love and true, honest love. But it is. Every time I fall for someone, every time I meet someone, every time I give a piece of myself to someone, for that moment with them, in that space and time, I do love them. Don't get me wrong. I know the type of love that knocks you off your feet. It feels like home. It's comfortable. It's like the sun. I also know the kind of love that's passion and short, almost insubstantial. Feelings of love are there, none the same, and the hurt. Well, the hurt's always there, right? So I had my first love. One you never forget. And then I had the broken guy with anger issues. He was so not my type. The kind of guy that you don't notice when he sits next to you and down in, in class. Until one day you look up and you realize, holy shit, he's cute. Because that is exactly what happened. He sat next to me, or I sat next to him during class, and it's almost like my head was down for those first, that first month until I looked up and I was like, hey, this guy, it's kind of cute, but not my type. See, he was into cars and a mechanic and really laid back. Nothing at all like my ex. He was preppy and wanted to be a cop and all that good stuff. Now this guy, yeah, I loved him. I did. Like I say, part of me falls in love with every guy, person, girl I meet, and when I really get to meet them, I can honestly say that it's true. I love the way his hands caressed me, though they were calloused and hard, and he was really strong, and I knew he could easily hurt me in one of his outbursts, but he never did, physically at least. He was really broken. And he was afraid of love. Afraid of actually having someone who gave a shit about him and his life. I'll never forget after I kissed him, not even thinking, talking, not even thinking, I just kiss him on the mouth. He stops, puts his hand next to my cheek and slides it into my hair. The other hand. small of my back, kisses me again, and says that was my first kiss. No better feeling. Sad thing is, I saw him like a week ago. Says I was the only girl he's been with since. Hasn't been with anyone else. Just because he won't let anyone in. And then there was Enrique. His name sounds like sex, doesn't it? Because he was. He was. He was sex. He was passion. He was, fuck it, let's stay out till 3 in the morning and then come home and fuck. I never slept with him, actually. But God, I wanted to. I guess that's why I didn't. He was wonderful. A great friend. I was still really broken. And he wanted that, you know, friendship. But he also wanted to fuck. But not be in a relationship. The passion, lust I felt with him was indescribable. Love, sometimes, didn't last very long. And then, there was Blanca. Fucking Blanca. She was the first girl I ever kissed. The first girl I ever let touch me. First girl I loved. I met her at a dance. I won't go into it very much, but I was hooked. Maybe it was her bow tie, or the way she smiled, or her short hair on one side and long bangs on the other. Or the way her eyes smiled. Whatever it was like a drug to me. And I could not ever understand why she encaptured me so easily. The lust I had for her was overwhelming. But the utter joy she brought to my life in the beginning sent me off my feet, knocked my soul into the wind, and sent me soaring into the atmosphere. And then she let me fall. That was really hard. Made me swear that I'd never look at another girl again. That didn't last so long, but I'm glad I can laugh about it now. Because, man, she got me. She got me good. And I loved everything about her. She could do no wrong. I'm glad I can see past that. Or I did, at least. For the moment. She was the perfection in the stars. And then there was Eddie. A guy who picked up on me after fixing my phone. After fate, what have you, called me by accident. Said he butt called, you know, butt dialed me. And we went on a date. Spontaneous as that. I loved the way he looked at me when we were eating dinner. Just staring at me. I could tell he was staring at my lips. And he'd reach over, hold my hand, First date, and just felt like he was staring into my soul. I asked him why would he ask me on a date after how I looked when I first met him. I went to the store to get my phone fixed. I was wearing my shorts, my Bob Marley sweatshirt, no makeup, glasses, flip-flops, curly hair. And when I saw that he would probably be helping me, I scrambled in my bag. Luckily, I found my bright red lipstick. I put it on, and he said that is what made him want to know more. It didn't work out because of our egos. Mine is huge. Let's just say it could be described in a kiss. He's the type of guy who has to get the last kiss. I'm the kind of girl who doesn't leave without pressing her lips against you for one last moment. We fought after the first date. Oh, and of all these people, he was the best kisser too. Just, you know, putting it out there. And then there was, for sake of his identity, I'm just gonna say something, call him something, but this is no knock to people who have problems with addiction, but he was a junkie, yeah. Said addicted to meth. I really did love him. It's a story for another day. But the love I had for him was short, sweet, and deep. When people are coming off of addiction and drugs, it leaves their body broken, their soul bare, their emotions raw. And that combination drew me to this broken, yet brave man. And there was nothing I wouldn't do to save him. He saved himself. I'm so very glad he did. He was running down a road that would have left him spiraling to what I fear is death. I could not imagine a world where a light like his is gone because of something so stupid like drugs. And I suppose I'll end with the man who took my virginity. The man who took my virginity was a guy I met on the internet. I never was one of those girls to go meet up with a guy. I mean, heck, I had been a virgin the whole time with my boyfriend. But we talked. And we fell really quickly. He was born one day after me. One day. A single day. He's from Indiana. Moved to LA. On a whim. That's a lie, not on a whim. On a dream. Like most people who come here. Because he wanted to be working in movies and stuff. Theater, building stuff, I don't know. All I knew was that he was a dreamer. I was realistic. He was tall and short, Well, tall and skinny, and I was short and stout and curvy. He was white, lanky. I'm brown and Mexican and, like I said, curvy. And he was sweet. So very sweet. And in my mind, safe. So after talking for about a month, maybe, Leah decided to meet up. I drove to his place. At the kiss, I knew I fell. And I knew I'd give myself to him. I mean, we had talked about it. And he took me on a date. We went to Santa Monica, had some Italian food in a little restaurant. We both got the same damn thing. We walked hand in hand to the pier, rode the Ferris wheel, and he said he didn't want this day to end. He went to CVS, bought some condoms, and in his apartment that I never been to, we took off our clothes. Held me close, got on top, put it on. I took a breath, and he took me. It was okay. It was painful. It was really big, really lanky, really long, really skinny guy, but it was painful. Pleasurable, but painful. Every cliche you expect a first time to be, and at the same time, everything you don't want it to be. He held me, sure. Kissed me, called me beautiful. Tried to make me come. I think I did. Can't remember. Cuddled after, then an hour later, basically said, "Okay, I gotta go home." And after that night, he never called me back. Lost my virginity to a man online who never called me back. And yeah, for that moment, I loved him. Did he deserve my virginity? Probably not. But who does, right? I don't know. I guess now I'm looking for a guy, a girl, a person that has all of the attributes that I fell for. I mean, I just want someone perfectly imperfect. Who's perfect for me. Want someone to hold. I want someone to make me feel safe. I want someone who's loyal. Whose eyes smile when they see me. Someone whose heart I can listen to beat. Someone who will understand me, or at least try. I'm not asking for perfection. I'm just looking for that person that when I'm with them, all the stars fall down around us and crash. And when you're with them, it feels like home. And I guess that's really all I want for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day gone wild.